This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good Monday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. It's August 11th, 2025. You are listening live to The Fan. Jeremy Fowler will be with us at 5 o'clock today, ESPN reporter who's had a bunch of the most recent details on the Terry McLaurin standoff with the Commanders, so we'll catch up with him in 3 hours. Danny Ruye is back from Scotland and in studio.
Finally, I have come back to the district. What's up, dude?
How was the vacay?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This trip for my oldest son with the soccer club, went around, barnstormed a couple different cities, got these behind-the-scenes tours of small clubs, medium-sized clubs, big clubs. We finished up with Manchester United, went to a game on Saturday. Just an unbelievable experience. So cool. Again, I'm not really a Premier League fan, or I've never been to those. I'm not from those places. I think you're a big fraud if you just decide I like Leicester or something like that. Like, you should be from the place and root for the teams that are there or have some kind of real connection. But whatever, still amazing to see these experiences and the passion and stuff. There was one day, multiple stories, and I'll try to sprinkle them in throughout, but where I'm just wearing a white T-shirt that had like a kind of blue on it, just in writing, and we're going to a place that's red. And they were like, mates, you're going to have to change your shirt because you might be murdered if you go there. Okay, fine. No problem. I'll just change that shirt then. I just wear like a neutral colored Under Armour or something like that. Just unbelievable how different it is.
How do I not get murdered?
Yeah,
what's the best way to do that?
To not be killed. One thing that we need to adopt, and I 100% believe this, that all these stadiums do, if you are an opposing fan, you're not mixed in. There is one section for you. I don't know how they do it exactly. And that one section is surrounded by armed guards, by police, and security. So when we went to Falkirk versus Dundee, one of the first things we did, these teams hate each other in Scotland. There's no intermingling. There's no, I'm sitting next to a Cowboy fan or sitting next to an Eagles fan. That doesn't exist. They are divided by a section and then armed guards to make sure nothing happens. That needs to be adopted immediately at the professional sports level.
We might have to give them a few sections, I guess. Right? Because our sports landscape, it's a little bit different. And specifically in D.C. as a transient city, like Northwest Stadium, maybe they get their half the field. So really the only thing we're changing is the armed guard part of it. But
yes.
I like the idea of
it's great.
You don't get to sit next to someone and troll them. You got to sit with your own people. And there's going to be a guard that keeps you from bothering anybody.
It's the best. Because, you know where they are. They're dressed differently. There's different entrances, so you can't just wander around these stadiums. So it tells you very specifically, like, your gate is gate N30 or L5. And that's where you go in. There's food in your section. There are fans in your section, but you are not mixing and matching. You're not just wandering around looking for trouble. Because they had to design it that way because there's been plenty of fisticuffs and arrests and the different things like that. But, dude, amazing experience. Glad to be back, though.
Soccer hooligans do things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear more about the trip coming up at the double play at 3:45 today. But Danny is back. We are at full strength, and we are steamrolling toward the regular season. We appreciate your attempt to get a Terry McLaurin deal done.
I tried.
By leaving for a week.
Everything I could do. I left the country, for God's sakes, and you guys couldn't fix it out?
That's how you know that this thing's real.
Yeah.
That the game of chicken between McLaurin and the Commanders is legit. Danny Ruye was out for an entire calendar week, and Buddy Baker and Adam Peters still couldn't agree to terms on a contract.
Like, come on, you guys. I did my part.
You did everything you could.
What else can I do? I spent all the money. I traveled for hours and hours and hours. I didn't check anything. This is the time you get it done. Do I need to break a toe or get a sniffle?
You did your normal first preseason game vacation time, though.
Yeah, which is always awesome.
Friday night, the Commanders made their exhibition debut against the New England Patriots. Who cares about the score?
I do not.
New England hung 48 and wins by 30. A lot has been made about this game and how sloppy and how ugly Washington played. I think two things can be true. I would have preferred that they look better, and it is unacceptable in any game at any point to commit 13 penalties for 100 yards, and this will probably end up being a benefit to them to pour some cold water over your back of the roster guys that are, you know, happy to be here and get them a little motivated and get their butts going into a preseason dress rehearsal with Cincinnati and eventually a game where they're going to play a lot against the Ravens. But also, everybody relax.
Mm-hmm.
30 guys didn't play. Almost, I would say, I don't know, the vast majority of the guys that mean the most to the team were in street clothes. Essentially, every offensive and defensive starter as projected right now was not on the field. And some of the guys that were, that actually matter, played okay. We'll get into some game balls and gassers in a moment. Guys like Johnny Newton and Trey Amos and some others
Yep.
ended up showing pretty well among the best, most talented players that you actually did dress. So both are true for me, Danny, that 13 penalties is ridiculous. It does feel like a good thing that this happened for this operation and Dan Quinn to now be able to grab some face masks if he wants to.
Yeah, you got a lot of teachable tape there.
Let's get moving. And the fact that it happened without your starters on the field, without any of the guys that are really going to matter a ton to you necessarily being involved in the poor performance is probably the best case scenario.
I think it's well put. I do not care about the score. The same way if they put up 45 Osaka, Japan style, I don't care about the score. I care about the operation. I care about kind of individual matchups and showing well, and they did not, to your point. And that's an angle I'm taking. I'm actually glad this happened, right? Nothing's lost. There's no record here. I mean, no one cares about that at all. But there was a little bit too much assumption that, yep, we'll have 53 burgundy jerseys, roll them out there with a football, and I can't wait to win 12, 13 games. Everyone's kind of put them over already. And when you haven't done anything in 30-plus years, you have one great season where everything went your way. There's just an assumption now that they've arrived. And I think that's premature. So I'm sort of glad there was a little bit of humility here. And you also, there's some good course and reasons why. If you really game plan, I think you beat the Patriots. But that's, again, that's not the point.
Yeah, that's another point I would make because it was not made on the broadcast, I don't think. And it certainly has not been made since a whole lot. But the Patriots, in a different organizational point than Washington is in their build,
mm-hmm.
played starters.
Yes.
I don't know if they game planned or not, but I would imagine with starters on the field, they did a little bit of game planning, whereas Washington was just quite literally looking at guys on the back of the roster. So it's one thing if it's your threes against their threes and your fours against their fours.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, your backups are against their starters. So there's plenty of reasons why it wasn't going to go great. But the procedural penalties, false starts and holding.
12 guys in the huddle.
That kind of crap. It doesn't matter if it's you and me out there or Daron Payne. It cannot happen.
You know, there's a difference. Now, if Josh Johnson plays, the ship has crashed into the mountain and there's no point. Who cares? The season is bust and lost. And probably the same, frankly, with Sam Hartman, who was very handsome. But there are guys that played on Friday that are going to play at some point. The best laid plans, man. This is that sport. The dudes that you never think you're supposed to count on are going to end up in a key moment in a divisional game filling in for somebody. And can you handle it? And you could see the team's reaction. They moved on from a linebacker and they're going to sign some guys now. And you could see that it wasn't just a, oh, well, sloppy performance in week 1 of the preseason. We'll get back to it.
They worked
out
14 guys as soon as they got back to Ashburn. And they've already cut one of their draft picks from a year ago, 5th-round pick Dominic Hampton,
mm-hmm.
who played a bunch of linebacker and signed a veteran linebacker. So they clearly didn't like some of the things that they saw.
Precisely. So you could tell that there's a The truth is in the middle in terms of how valuable or important this exercise was or this flop of a preseason game. Again, I do not care about the score at all.
A week from today, though, is going to be way more...
informative, I'd say. Yeah.
Not only that, informative is the right word, but I would say a compelling mm-hmm. and important. You know, it's going to be really significant for them to get a look at some of their guys. And I don't mean do they play well or not in one game in August against the Bengals, but procedure and 13 penalties better become 5 or 6, you know, in that game.
Right.
When the guys that matter a whole lot are on the grass. But to your point on, you know, the fact that best laid plans don't come to fruition all the time, at wide receiver in this game, that's something I kept coming back to. It was mm-hmm. funny. You know, everyone kept saying, oh, well, these aren't their wide receivers. These are the 6th and 7th and 8th wide receivers in the organization. Who cares? Right now, Terry McLaurin's not on your football team. Noah Brown's hurt. Now, you could tell me Noah Brown will be back soon. Noah Brown's always hurt. Noah Brown was hurt at the end of last year. Noah Brown was hurt the year before that with the Texans. Noah Brown's hurt in a different way right now, and I'm not trying to knock Noah Brown, but Noah Brown's a guy that gets hurt. That's what Noah Brown has been in his career.
That's why he was available to you.
So it's going to... possibly, I know it sounds crazy, happen again that he might be hurt at some point this season. Deebo Samuel has a lengthy injury history, longer than the line at the DMV. He is a guy that might miss time at some point now in his 30s on your football team. So this idea that Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne, Chris Moore, Jacoby Jones, Mike Strachan, Tay Martin, Ja'Cory Brooks, like all of those guys are just insignificant 6th or 7th overall receivers on the depth chart. I promise you a few of the names I just named are going to play in regular season games in Washington this year. I promise you. And by the way, Chris Moore, who dropped 2 passes, you know, KJ Osborne, who dropped 2 passes, have been running occasionally, especially in Moore's case, with the ones. Luke McCaffrey was out there. You wouldn't have known it, other than a poorly thrown screen behind the line of scrimmage to him, where he lost a yard. He's going to be on the team catching passes. So it was just funny to me to hear this idea, this downplaying of, oh, well, the receivers, who cares? Let's not make a big deal about it. These aren't their starters. This isn't Terry and Noah and Deebo. Well, they basically sat one guy who was healthy. Otherwise, it's 2 dudes that are not available to the team right now for different reasons, and Jalen Lane. That's the receiver room. So McCaffrey, some version of Moore, Gallup, Osborne, Jones, Strachan, one of those guys, Brooks, maybe Braylon Sanders, someone's going to have to step forward, but... it is not accurate to just pretend like none of the receivers that played in that game other than Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane matter at all. That's not true. Sorry to burst your bubble. It's trending in a way where a few more of them than you'd like might matter this football
season.
Yeah,
same thing with linebacker depth. Same thing with, you know, perhaps safety. I mean, again, the point is, right now on paper, you've got what we think the lineup is. Have you ever seen football before? You ever happened upon what goes on in this violent game?
Oh, you must be new here.
Yeah, right? I mean, again, there is a central player, a central member of this thing that we go, as Jaden Daniels goes, correctly, rightly, he's wonderful, he's amazing, but if he misses time, significant time, this is sort of a different equation, because that is the one super variable of such outsized importance when you've got a quarterback of his caliber. But everywhere else, like, they were fortunate in a lot of places last year in terms of injury. The offensive line shuffling around. Now you've got new pieces, and we'll go into some of them. I thought Connerly showed why they liked him so much with some of him getting to different levels and showing some of that athleticism, especially in some pass pro situations. I liked what I saw there. But there are going to be some unexpected things, and you're going to look down the bench. I mean, look at Detroit last year, for example. Now, they were a juggernaut, and I remember they lost to somebody in the postseason, but they dealt with a staggering number of injuries on that defense. Staggering number. So guys that they were not counting on to do diddly and or squadoosh at this point in the year in the preseason went down. Did you have enough to kind of hold on and sustain? Turns out they ended up falling short, not getting the NFC title game because of Washington went down there and put a beating on him. But that's kind of my point here is negative stuff is going to happen. And this group, again, forget about the score part of it. Can you handle your responsibilities and your first test after week 1 of the preseason? No grades are final at this point. This is that first quiz. The final exam will come in the regular season. Your first test, you failed it. You didn't look very good, and I think that's important. That's what's critical for me.
If you guys are new to the show over the offseason, after every single Commanders game, generally they're playing Sundays, and we'll do this on Mondays. But the day after, when we're back in after a Commanders game, we do game balls and gassers. These are our ways to highlight the best and the worst performances, decisions, moments of games. Specifically, though, we really try to isolate and highlight players that played poorly or played really, really well. And so with that in mind, it is time for our first installment this preseason of Game Balls and Gassers. I want to give a game ball to Jacory Kroski Merritt. He had a play as a receiver that really impressed me, where he comes out of the backfield, he leaves a linebacker in his wake, he makes a catch, he makes a guy miss with shifty, 8-yard completion, gets out of bounds. I actually posted a video of it if you want to go look at it, at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. His rushing totals, nothing impressive, but he had two really good runs where he showed off jump cuts, including a 9-yard run that was blocked for about 2 or 3. He ended up 7 for 24. He has been the talk of camp. Everybody's been very impressed with Bill Merritt. The question has been, is he going to play well enough in preseason games when they're actually tackling and when now being a running back gets harder to the point where he's going to climb the depth chart? I saw enough from him in that one game. I'd like to see him get some reps with the first team in the Cincinnati matchup. And I know Robinson and Eckler are probably going to play, and they can play. I know what both of those guys are, yep. And that's fine. Get him out there for a few reps and let him break a sweat and let him get into football shape. But I'd like to see Merritt, during the quarter or whatever you're going to play the starters, get some work with starters against starters to see what that looks like. Because he does have an explosiveness and a cutting ability in the backfield that Robinson does not have on first and second down. So, game ball to him.
Josh Connolly. There's mixed bag, I think, overall, but the reason they were so intrigued, it seems, with you know a guy his size, is how athletic he is, and they're going to get him in space an awful lot. There was one innocuous kind of a play that I've seen broken down a couple different times. The pass went in an opposite direction. So the defensive end, or whoever was rushing there from New England, is probably 4 yards to Connerly's right. There's a tight end in between them. Connerly slides over and meets the guy when he gets basically one step towards the backfield, and he was not even a factor on the play. It was really simple, clean, athletic. It's not something that's going to go into send it to Canton for a first, sign of his future Hall of Fame career or something unbelievably special. But you go, that looked big time. That looked like a right tackle that can really play in this league, right? Using that athleticism. So you can dream on some of those screens, getting to the second level and doing some of those things. Again, there's plenty to work on. Not saying he's a finished product just yet, but I thought that was really encouraging. Seeing that athleticism kind of play, not just in practice or whatever, not just in theory, but in a game like that, I thought it was encouraging.
I think the arrow is also just trending up massively for him in terms of his stock. If you go back to the opening couple of practices to right now, I'm not sure there are many players on the team that have improved more or look more like they belong that didn't necessarily right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has made major strides. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to go Johnny Newton, one of the few guys that played on defense who is going to play a lot this season if the A plan comes to fruition. Johnny Newton made 2 plays in the backfield. He was involved in the turnover where Drake May fumbled. Johnny Newton was right there on that sack, and then he also blew a play up otherwise in the backfield for a TFL that somebody else got. But twice he was noticeable. That was the guy I was expecting out of Illinois, and he was doing it against starters, for the record, even though Washington's starters weren't out there. New England's were. But I think he could be a pocket pusher. I think he could be a guy that gets up the field. With their lack of proven depth on the outside from an edge-rushing standpoint, they're going to need to get creative. And that means, I think, freeing up Daron Payne to rush the quarterback, getting Johnny Newton unleashed, getting him moving upfield. And that's going to be part of the creativity. I think the design is going to be guys like Payne and Newton and even Kinlaw on the inside are going to have to help generate some of the pass rush you might not get from the outside when you're stuffing the run with Dietrich Wise or Cleveland Farrell. But Newton, to me, was the loudest performer in their front seven by far in the early going on Friday night.
Kick coverage. Oh, no. So overall, Washington in this game actually outgained the Patriots in terms of return kicks because they had 9 of them for 204 yards total. On 3 kick returns, the Patriots managed 187 yards. Touchdown, Travion Henderson. 62 yards, Antonio Gibson, our old friend. Dan Quinn was pissed about that. Kind of rightfully so. Again, great teachable tape. Glad it happened now as opposed to during the regular season, but that was not a good look.
Sam Hartman. I thought Sam Hartman sprayed the ball all over the place, like a hose with its thumb on the front where you just start splattering water everywhere. He was very inaccurate. And if this is a competition for the third job, which I think is what's happening, because Daniels is going to start and Mariota's the backup, it's not even just about this game. I mean, Josh Johnson, for the short term is the obvious better quarterback. If you needed someone to play in September, October, probably November, December, Josh Johnson should be that guy. He came in, went 15 of 22, 173, touchdown and a pick. You know, and the interception wasn't even necessarily all his fault or as bad a play as the Sam Hartman interception was. Hartman went 9 of 19. And even a couple of the completions, one behind Ben Sinnott that he caught, like it could have easily been a 7 of 19 performance based on throws out of his hand. I thought he was bad. I thought Johnson was pretty decent. But even being out at practice, watching them throw side by side, like Johnson does everything that Hartman does a little bit better. He's just a ton older. The question is, what are they looking for? Do they want a third-string quarterback who's not actually going to play this year, who's just going to be in the room helping Jaden Daniels get ready for games as his buddy, who you can develop long-term into being either more of a three or maybe a two? Because that could be Hartman. If they actually want someone who could play, like last year when they kept Driscoll as their third quarterback, then you need to keep Hartman on your practice squad as your fourth guy in the org, and Johnson stays as the three. But there's really no way to convince me in any capacity, Danny, that Sam Hartman is a better quarterbacking option for this year than Josh Johnson. And this game cemented that for me in a lot of ways.
Trey Amos, not a ton of work. Oh, but I just like it. I can't help it. I have an obsession. I'm terrible in general at a lot of things, and everybody knows it. But if you've got size and you can move around, I just fall in love. And Amos isn't that big, but he looks big. I don't know how to say it better than that. He just looks like a Legion of Boom-style cornerback. He looks like a Dan Quinn member of the secondary. The stats don't jump out at you. I think it was two tackles and sort of that was it. But you just, if you end up sort of watching him, there's a fluidity to it. There's an explosiveness to it. He looks in control, and he looks like he belongs in the NFL. Not just belongs, but looks like he can be a guy that is going to start at a pretty solid base and grow into something special as he kind of experiences the league and sees some different things. Physical, fast, strong, all of it.
He was targeted in the, you know, kind of high red. I don't know if it was I'd have to go back and look, fade or deep corner, whatever it was. But that throw into the end zone, he was step for step,
yep.
Good coverage, had a tackle in the running game coming downhill as well shortly thereafter. Very limited, as you said, in his playing time, but was noticeable a couple of times in very positive ways. Let me go rapid fire here a couple of game balls. Noah Igbinoghene, who's now been moved down the depth chart, I thought very good coverage. Couple of times where he was in tight and broke up a pass or was right there as a play didn't get made. Very encouraging. I think he's got a chance to make the squad. Ja'Cory Brooks at wide receiver, undrafted free agent out of Louisville. He was the talk of camp for a day or two to start. Then it was very, very quiet. He's had a couple of drops that I've seen even against air that have bothered me, and I kind of cooled on him. But in the game, 5 targets, 5 catches, 59 yards, long of 16. I know it was very late against guys that may not be in the NFL soon enough, but he showed very nicely. And I have more interest in a guy like that who's an undrafted free agent than I do in a KJ Osborne or a Michael Gallup or one of these
been
older
there, done that.
Retreads. And then lastly, I would say, you know, he's not going to make the team probably, but Demetric Felton, who was in the NFL way back in 2022, and when you get a chance in these games, what are you going to do? He had a 28-yard carry he ripped off, led the team with 42 yards. You could tell he might have a chance to be their statistical leader just based on the work he's going to get. But I noticed that was not Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. You know, a lot of times your seventh-round running back is the guy getting all those carries at the end of the game. They got Bill in and out. I think that tells you a lot about what they're thinking about Merritt.
I wanted to bring that up. That was informative to me. Because, again, he didn't get the full veteran treatment, Robinson Ekeler, nor should he at this point.
Seventh-rounder, you got to go play.
But it basically shows you this gentleman is in the mix for more, right? You got in, you got off your feet, then it was a lot of guys that we haven't heard of.
All right, so there you go. Some early game balls and gassers. We can give you some more on the way back in, but we want to hear from you. Who helped themselves? 800-636-1067. Who hurt themselves on Friday night in New England? 800-636-1067. We'll get your observations on some of the performers in the preseason for the Commanders next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
At certain ones, Nikki, I feel like, man, there's really, you know, strong ones. That sometimes happens. I see that at running back and at tight end, defensive line. And then there's others, okay, you know, keep digging. In fact, you know, we have a workout later on this afternoon, you know, post-practice, and, you know, to continue to look at some guys. And one thing I've come to really appreciate about Adam and his staff is, like, there's a chance to get better. We're going to dig in and find ways to do that, and we'll continue to do that.
Dan Quinn. Post preseason game one. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. All of our camp coverage on the show is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We're giving you some game balls, players that stood out, gassers, players who struggled. We're taking your calls on the preseason opener against the Patriots at 800-636-1067. You mentioned kick coverage. Travion Henderson opened the game with a 100-yard kick return for a touchdown. That's how the preseason got underway. Welcome to 2025.
Here we go.
Balls in the air. Uh-oh. Travion Henderson looks awesome. That was one of the guys that so many of us talked about as a candidate in the early second round for Washington. And, you know, I remember having the conversation on the show about they were picking at the end of the first round. It would have been better to trade back a little bit and do it. But would we be okay with the possibility of taking him in the first round? And it's one preseason game. It does not a career make. But if that guy doesn't look like he's going to be the greatest running back of all time, I don't know who does.
There's a burst there, one might say.
I mean, right? Three catches for 12 yards, had an 18-yard run, and they get another good run that got called back. And then the 100-yard kick return. Tell me Travion Henderson doesn't look like a football player.
Yeah, this is what I want. Now, I understand that he was a late first, early second type guy, but I want the...
As long as you don't have to draft him, you want it.
Well, I'm so good on the... He's 6'2", 230, but he brings the wood. Shh, 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 shh. Enjoy the 1980s. I want this. I want quick.
You got to draft it, though.
Sure.
It's not your favorite thing.
Well, you can find, I mean, again, Bucky Irving in the fourth round. That's my target. 4, 5, 6 undrafted free agents. I want this. That style of player. I know you have to pay a premium up there in the second round, but that sort of dude is what I would look for, and they don't really seem that interested in that.
Yeah, I want Jahmyr Gibbs, who went in the first round, or Bijan Robinson, who went in the first round, or this guy who was a first-round talent who went in the second round. But yes, it's the speed, it's the explosiveness, it's the, wait a second. You're allowed to have that gear? How come none of my guys have that gear?
I want that gear.
Where do I get a car that goes that fast? He just looked like he was running at a different speed than everybody else, basically. I didn't really have a whole lot of other thoughts on the Patriots. I mean, they played their starters a little bit. Drake May was in there for a drive or two. They turned the ball over, starters against Washington's backups, even though they were moving the ball pretty well. But I will say, I just think Mike Vrabel is... He is such a massive upgrade over the unserious coaching operation that they had before
yep.
with Gerard Mayo that I'm a big proponent and buyer in of the Patriots right now. I think they could be, it's not sneaky anymore because everybody's picking them to have a renaissance campaign, but they could be fun to watch in the East. I think they're favored in look ahead lines in 10 games. I totally get it. Like they are more talented. They're still short in the receiver position. I don't know if they've got enough offensively just yet. But I liked what they did on defense, especially.
Well, especially as Miami, the arrow's not trending up there, and the Jets are still very Jetsy. So all of a sudden, there's an opportunity in that division, minus Buffalo.
You could finish second, maybe.
Yeah.
You probably have to win 9 games to overtake Miami or tie with Miami or something. But you're right. I mean, the Jets are terrible, and the Dolphins, it's a gigantic arrow down. Mike McDaniel is on a warming seat.
And it is not the most arduous schedule for the Patriots here. They're, listen, you're in the AFC East. You got Buffalo twice. There are going to be a couple good teams in your schedule.
Yeah, but
it's the NFL.
Favored 10 times as a team with a 7-win projection because they're playing a lot of crap teams.
Well, there's enough Raiders, Panthers, Titans, Browns, Jets on your schedule to be frisky and be an 8-9-win team. A major jump up from that 4-13 operation we just saw.
As a show, we've always been Vrabel guys.
Yep.
And him getting another job with a young, ascending, talented quarterback and then tons of money to spend this offseason. And they kind of went about it anti-Washington, right? The opposite of what the Commanders have gone much older and done a lot of trades and stuff. They were giving out bags, like crazy contracts in some cases.
So anti-Belichickian, too, like the end there.
Yeah. Milton Williams got $26 million a year, the D-tackle from Philly. Milton Williams got that.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it's basically the Ron Payne contract on this salary cap, but it's still wild what they did. Let's go to Paul, who's in Centerville on Grant and Danny. Paul, game ball, Gasser from Friday night in Foxborough.
Hey, yeah, thanks, guys. Great show. Great discussion. Agree 100%. These guys matter. These are not like throwaway games. We're looking at our depth. A lot of these guys are going to play big minutes. So help me out here. Tell me if it's just me, if I'm the only one here, okay? I'm concerned about Johnny Newton, and here's why, okay? It was a mixed bag, I thought, on Friday. We saw him in the pass rush. He made splash plays, some highlight plays. I was seeing him getting mauled in the run game, though, and that's a bit concerning. He was getting pushed off the line. Eddie Goldman, obviously, did not have a great night, but Johnny Newton didn't either. And for a guy who's supposed to be our third defensive tackle, he's going to play a lot of minutes. He's going to rotate in. I didn't see any progress from last year. Now, I understand it's preseason. Maybe there's time, but am I the only one? I was a little concerned about that, right? A-plus in the pass rushing, but that run defense, it just wasn't there.
So he's going to have to be stout against the run to be the type of player they need him to be this year. There's no doubt. But I really genuinely believe that the reason he got drafted at 36th overall is to make the splash plays that you gave him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
He had a sack fumble where he knocked the ball away from Drake May. He had another play that he blew up in the run game, mind you, for a tackle for loss as well. Those were the two pluses. You get stickers on your helmets for those. And if there are some plays where you get knocked back or whatever, then you know they'll even out, I guess, over the course of a small sample size. I'd actually have to go back and rewatch the run game closer to really see individually how he had played. Because he had stood out a couple of times, I kind of considered it a win and moved on in an evaluation of him for the night. I understand the question. What I would say, though, is when they have their full allotment of players, Javon Kinlaw's next to him stuffing the run, right? They're going to put him on the field maybe with Eddie Goldman or Kinlaw, and one of them gets upfield and the other one's eating some space. And you know, on a passing down, maybe it's him and Payne rushing in tandem and running some TT games or something. But it's hard for me to get overly analytical about how he did against the run when he's on a D-line with backups that aren't really the guys he's going to be playing that role with in a few weeks.
So I share the caller's concern to a degree. I just don't think that's who he is. I kind of answering with the way you answered. If you would like a smart car, you know, if you want a Gilbert Brown type, you don't tap Johnny Newton to do that. I mean, they went and got beef around him. They got those, frankly.
If they thought he was a run-stuffing savant, they probably don't bring Eddie Goldman out of retirement, who is, you know, a absolute refrigerator.
Yeah, you don't go Dietrich wise.
Javon
you don't
Kinlaw
go.
Is the biggest guy I've ever seen on any D line.
Right. So the beef is around him, and they got him to be the kind of that penetrating force, that botherer, that disruptor. But I think if he's playing as a starter, let's say he gets the kind of snap counts that Allen and Payne enjoyed a couple of years ago. Yeah, they're going to run. I would run at him a ton. I would say for every one that you know beat my guard or beat the center, or kind of get around to get upfield and for a TFL, I'm going to knock your butt in the next week a whole bunch of times. It's hard to imagine in real life someone that's 6'2", 295 being undersized. But at that spot, yeah. I mean, if you're getting double-teamed a bunch, and I think you can push him around a little bit, but that's kind of the trade-off. He's there to me, as you said, to I think be part of a rotation, stay fresh, and be disruptive. But yeah, if you catch him and you catch them in some spots where it's a running down and he's still on the field because you went tempo or whatever, maybe he does get exposed a little bit in the run game.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a liability by any means. Like, you got to get him out. It's a running down. But there's a difference between it being what you major in or not, or the reason.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
I think he'll be average as a run stuffer. I think he could be an above average pass rusher. But that's why they have this plan where they're going to have 9 or 10 guys on the D line that make the team, because they got a bunch of guys that are kind of known for one or two things.
Yep.
And the trick is going to be getting them all on the field at the right time to do the thing they can do well.
Yeah, there are a lot of sub-package and specialists. You know, when you think, what is Von Miller here to do? It ain't to hold the point of attack in the run game.
We also have not talked really at all this camp about Daron Payne, and I think he's one of the most interesting people on the team, because we've just kind of moved on from what was a Pro Bowler, like near second-team All-Pro type player a couple of years ago when he got paid, and he hasn't played at that level in 2 years since. But if he were somehow able to get back to that, like, this is contract year Daron Payne coming up. That's generally when he's done his best work.
Yeah.
What if he was to have a huge season? What does that look like, stopping the run, you know, getting to the quarterback? Something we should cover before the preseason ends as we get closer and closer to week one against the Giants. Next, though, let's look at the rookie quarterback class that debuted. Shedeur Sanders for the Browns, Jackson Dart for the Giants. Some rave reviews coming out of both outings. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You can vote. Go vote right now on our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day on Grant and Danny. Local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We're asking you, who impressed you most in Commanders preseason game number one in New England? Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, Ja'Cory Brooks. If your name's Ja'Cory, you probably did
okay. You probably played a lot and did some stuff.
Johnny Newton or Trey Amos? You can go vote right now on one of those 4 players.
I voted Trey Amos, even though it was only a handful of snaps, it felt like. I was so impressed. Just came away thinking, okay, they got one.
Yeah, I was most excited to see him just because of how his practice had gone and to see if it carried over, and it certainly did. I'll go with Bill, JCM, Krosky Merritt. I think he looks to me like a guy that can play and help them early this season. I don't know if he'll get a chance to or not, but I would certainly love to see him get that opportunity. All right, let's hop around the NFL. A couple of the rookie quarterbacks that made their debuts. There was a really toxic discourse leading into the Browns-Panthers game about Shedeur Sanders, where for some reason it became this story that he was being set up to fail. I still don't quite get how a 5th-round pick getting to play a half of preseason football because 2 guys are hurt and another guy's not going to play was somehow throwing him to the wolves. But lo and behold, Shedeur Sanders not only played, but he played really well. 14 of 23 for a 138, 2 touchdowns. He made a couple of really nice throws middle of the field with accuracy. He did some things in the pocket that showed some advanced NFL capabilities. I actually thought he looked more athletic and more mobile. I had to go back after the fact and watch his game because it was on during the Commanders. But his preseason performance, to me, it seemed like he has gotten faster, which sounds dumb, or just a little more athletic. Like at Colorado, I am standing in the pocket, and I am not leaving no matter what happens. And that really wasn't how he operated. But look, it's only one preseason game. There's nothing that he can do that will ever be able to lead to a reasonable conversation.
Sure.
On any side. I don't know how we got here, but he's now Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and it's just this huge conversation.
Everyone wants to have a declarative statement through whatever
it's
happens, good or bad.
Societal and cultural, and part of the reason maybe why teams honestly wanted nothing to do with
it.
It's just toxic. But he played once. He played really well. Ideally, he can now get more reps with better players around him, and we'll see what it looks like in a week. That's kind of where I am on it.
I did not have... Now, again, I've never done an interview with him. I've never done any research other than I've just watched him play some football because they were on TV all the time. And I go, that's better than a 5th-rounder. So to me, he's better than all these second-stringers, third-stringers that he's going to be playing with and against, and he probably proved that here in this preseason game.
I was listening to a report out of Browns camp that one of their writers was doing a couple weeks ago, and he said it really well. He said, basically, there is no way you can watch practice and tell me that Shedeur Sanders is not physically way more talented or way more impressive physically than Dylan Gabriel, who they drafted before him in this draft. And I think that's interesting from a couple standpoints. Mm-hmm. Number one, he's ahead of him on the depth chart. Number two, guys like him got drafted and Shedeur Sanders was still sitting there. But his point was that's the physical part of it.
Yeah.
There's all this other crap that comes with taking Shedeur Sanders. And some of it, frankly, most of it is not of his doing. Now, he's gotten in trouble off the field, little minor things driving car that Dylan Gabriel hasn't. There's major questions about, you know, just how he's going to handle himself and what kind of teammate he's going to be and the way he handled the pre-draft process and whatever else. But there's also stuff he can't control. Like, he goes out, throws 20 passes in the preseason, and LeBron James and Jamie Foxx and people are coming out of the woodwork to say, see, he should be starting. You don't get that when Andy Dalton comes in and goes 13 of 15 for 100 yards for the Panthers. There's just something added when you draft a celebrity backup quarterback that teams typically don't like, but he looked like an NFL quarterback in this game,
mm-hmm.
and I am curious to see when a defense is playing more starters and game planning, and when he gets better players around him, can he take another progressive step?
I think it's a very good way to view it. I mean, it reminds me, it's not the same, it's not analogous at all, but when Griffin left here, and we all know the baggage and the story that kind of happened with that, and every then Redskins fan that was still Team Griffin, then everybody was against him, and it was my fault or your fault or whoever else, is sending you, look at the preseason numbers, look at this throw against, you know, the guys that are delivering fridges in 10 days. Look at this. He's still great. Let's all calm down. Oh, now, he can't go start 17 games this past week. He couldn't be a Hall of Famer or a bust or anything else. All he could do, given the sample, is play well. And he did. Give the kid credit.
I would say the exact same thing you just said about Jackson Dart, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Dart was a first-round pick. He looked really good.
Yes, he did.
12 of 19 for a 154 and a touchdown. He also ran three times for 24 yards. He had a 19-yard scramble where he looked like, I'm trying to think of a comp of like a nimble athlete, maybe a Baker Mayfield or a Drake May or kind of like a smaller Josh Allen.
Like a little quicker, a little more burst than you thought. I mean, honestly, reminded me of Daniel Jones. I know that's a scary comp for people.
I was trying to avoid that one just because it's, you know, everyone will laugh and say,
yeah, forget about the throwing part. Yeah. But like moving around, you go, I wouldn't turn a blind eye. That guy can move.
But like Shedeur Sanders, nobody knew how he was going to play.
Yeah.
He came out there after Russell Wilson started, went 6 of 7 for 28 yards, a bunch of checkdowns, and he lit it up. Now, he was playing with backups against backups, and you'll notice that most of the kids that played in these preseason games, you know, there was a lot done, I'm sure, to insulate them, help them out, call some plays that they're comfortable with, all the stuff that you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even Tyler Shuck went 15 of 22 for a 165 and a score with the Saints. He lit it up. He might start for them, he might not,
yeah.
But I don't think it's a coincidence that all three of them played really, really well. Now it's about taking on better competition, giving them a better opportunity to game plan for themselves. It's not just about playing tougher competition. When you're playing with fours, that's harder than playing with twos.
Absolutely. My sneaky prediction, I don't know how sneaky it is, the Giants are not going to be terrible this year. I think they're going to be frisky and a pain in the butt. Who knows if it's good enough to save Shane and Dable, but Abdul Carter only played 6 snaps, and oh my God, that is a world-eating Galactus Unicron combination.
He's going to be a beast.
He is an absolute star in the making. Add in Jackson Dart, and they might have something.
Mike Sando of The Athletic, every single season at this time, ranks quarterbacks. Let's see where Jaden Daniels came in after he talked to all the executives and coaches. This is not some dumb list that someone puts together so that people can argue. This is literally an insider talking to people all over the NFL about different passers and their tendencies. So I want to see what Sando said about Daniels next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.